Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You see that false start? That's exactly the kind of thing we need to clean up during the OTAs and not have during the regular season. Mike Dettelier joins us, our friend, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you been, Michael Dettelier? Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Tell me about Michael Thomas, because I was carrying laundry back to the bedroom, and when I heard the news about him, and so I had to stop and come back and rewind. It's like, wait, what? Tell me what's going on with Michael Thomas. That was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had just made it to the other side of the field to watch the practice, and they had been out there a little while, and then see 13 jogging out on the field. And so, yeah, it was a surprise. And he worked with the four quarterbacks. It was not the he didn't run the full routes. Mm-hmm. He just sort of ran the back end of a route with the quarterback. So put it to you this way, the ball didn't touch the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, you throw it to him, he's going to catch it. Now, can he stay healthy? Certainly the big question mark. And the other thing, as the practice session, before we went inside, before there was some lightning and some rain, you could see him explaining to Derek Carr how he was going to run a route and finish it. Mm-hmm. With a move, in essence, to come out of his break. And sort of, he was very demonstrative about it, about how I'm going to do it. I'm going to show you. And so, yeah, he was out there working and working with the four quarterbacks. And so, yeah, it was interesting to watch him sort of go through the motions on the back end of a route and what he liked. And you want that rapport with a quarterback. Come on, you're not in your backyard playing ball. This is not high school football, and you're not Al Bundy. This is the pro ranks. Mm-hmm. And so you got to understand that there's a buildup of rapport you want to have with your starting quarterbacks. And he had a really good, you could see, continuing conversation with Derek Carr about kind of how I'm going to come out of that route, and this is where I'm going to end up.
You know, what's past is history. Here's what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way. I don't care what happened in the past with Michael Thomas. This guy is a talent, and if he can stay healthy, we need him on the field, and he can contribute a lot.
He's a unique receiver in this league, still today. Mm-hmm. After all the injuries and everything that has happened, would you rather him on your team or have to play against him? That to me is always the big question. You know, do you want him with you or against you? And he has shown when he's healthy that he is quite the talent, and he still is. He's a playmaker. They do not have another receiver on this team like him. Nothing close. Nothing close.
Because I'm getting this. Go ahead, Mike.
From that type, physicality, size, ability to go up and get a contested catch, there's no one on this team like him. You can try to con yourself into thinking someone else is like that, but there is none.
I'm getting snarky text, and you know how people can be, and I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying everybody needs to put that behind him, and this guy could be a major difference maker if he can stay healthy and be the Michael Thomas that we saw when he was at his best.
Yeah, and again, you understand everybody's got an opinion, and we get them on Sports Talk a lot about he's the lightning rod guy. Him and Zion are the lightning rods for anything that's negative in their life. They got to throw it at him. Mm-hmm. you know, and so they sort of take it out on those two individuals. But I understand when much is given, much is expected, and both have been paid handsomely. When they're healthy, they've produced, but there's also that, but if, you know, the health part is always, I think, always going to be in question for both of them, to be honest, until the careers are over for both of them.
Yeah, I think you need to look at it as, let's just stick with Michael Thomas for now. You know, I don't care who's in the uniform. This is number 13 that has potential like you would not believe, and you need to take advantage of every bit of that. Who is it, Mike, that stood out to you? What else did you notice at OTAs?
Well, don't ask me about offensive linemen or defensive linemen, because there's no physicality part in this.
Can you tell anything from footwork, though, or even technique with keeping your body low?
A little bit, but here's my deal. Of the five starting offensive linemen, there's only one that's been practicing, and that's Eric McCoy. Okay, Ramczyk hasn't practiced. James Hurst hasn't practiced. Andrew Speed hasn't practiced. Cesar Ruiz is coming off of an injury. Trevor Penning is here, but he's coming off of an injury. So the biggest concern I had a year ago and had at this time a year ago and into preseason and into the regular season is still there. I don't know how good this offensive line is because the five guys together are rarely there. Now, what we are watching is people like Storm Norton, Throckmorton. I mean, the Lewis Kidd. Those are linemen. Now, take a good look, because eventually those guys are going to have to start one way or another for you, because it is the one area on a football team that gets injured more than any other, and that's offensive linemen. But it's a major question mark for me a year ago, and it is again today. And it will be during the season. It will be offensive line play. The guys that have stood out for me, Juwan Johnson at tight end. Man, he really looks good. He's making that sort of switch over from wide out to this flex tight end. And I think he's really, really made great strides throughout that time frame. He is a target that can catch the ball well. He has excellent speed, and he's a really good athlete. And you can see with Derek, he likes to throw the football to the tight end. If it's Juwan, if it's Foster Morrow, the new guy they brought in town, who's a veteran, Jesse James, Lucas Kroll, they like to go to the tight end, and I think you're going to see that more this year. But Juwan Johnson certainly stood out. Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, the one-year development of them at that wide receiver spot. They've both gotten a little bit stronger, and you understand when you come into this league, it's no longer college football. It's the NFL. And you physically have the talent, and Olave was such a good route runner. We didn't know anything about Shaheed. He didn't practice. He was coming off a knee injury a year ago. We didn't see him at all during training camp. And the impact he made with his foot speed. Defensively, I really like the draft choice, the safety from Minnesota, Jordan Howden. He's always in the right spot to make a play. And a lot of times, rookie or young kids enter the league, they don't know what they're doing from play to play. 50% of the time they do. Man, the one thing with Howden, he knows where he's supposed to be. And it's a good 85% of the time. Because I watch coaches, and when you're a draft choice, so they're going to spend a little bit more time with you than they will man a free agent. They rarely tell him anything because he knows what to do.
Wow.
And he makes a play.
That's impressive.
So I like what I've seen from Jordan Howden. And there's a – I said it in week one of OTAs, and I've continued. There's only one, what I would call a thunder back, who was a rookie undrafted free agent from Massachusetts, Ellis Merriweather. He's a 6'2", 225-pound running back. Now, he sticks out because that's not a lot of running back.
No, that's a load. That's a big man.
He's from Alpharetta, Georgia, who went to Garden City Junior College, then UMass. And he was a productive player there. It was just finding the right spot for him because in high school he played quarterback, running back, wide receiver, safety. Then he goes to Garden City and they put him at running back and he stayed there. But what I see from him is as a big back, he's got some explosive traits to him. You can see it when they give him the ball and he gets through that seam and he catches the ball well. Because they've got a couple guys on this team, even at running back, they sort of hug the body with the throw. Mm-hmm. He catches it out front, Tommy, with his hands. You can tell he was a receiver before. It ain't his first rodeo to catch the ball out front with his hands. Because if you catch it up against the body in this league, you might get away with that at UMass.
Yeah.
You're not getting away with that in the NFL. You touch it, they're going to pop you. That ball's coming out.
He's a big man. We're about out of town, but like Latavius Murray, I remember you saying he ran high in the saddle. What about this guy?
He runs a little bit lower. He's not as tall a cowboy in the saddle.
Okay. Still a big man. I think Latavius Murray might have. You said he's 6'3 or 6'2?
He's 6'2", 225.
Yeah, pretty close. Latavius is 6'3", I think. Hey, thank you, Mike. Yeah. I appreciate your time. We'll be listening this afternoon, all right?
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, 825. Time for traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.